Well, kids, it's time to turn Japanese.
I really think so.
I really think so.
We all think so. Even if we don't, we pretend we do. All right. Do some Ann Jackson. I will cue up the music. I forgot to do that last week. When we last left Ann, I had laid out once again all the things that scammers did. She pretty much told me to go fuck myself, as she's wont to do. And then she laid out to the scammers all the things I told her.
Amazing.
Yeah. that's our gal. Now, Pip had an extraordinary week with her categories, shaking off a long slump. Pip picked wisely. So, Pip, will that trend continue this week?
There's no possible way.
It's no possible.
Funny.
What do you got?
All right. Of course, we're sticking with Mr. Davin.
Mm-hmm.
And our second category is going to be so-called Melvin Santos.
Woo!
On your Facebook page.
Are you on the edge of the studio? Are you there, Joe?
Yeah.
Scam busters.
And number three is ball-busting blue.
Ball-busting blue. Who are you going to call? All right. What do you got?
I'm going to go five Mr. Davins. I'm going to go four so-called Melvin Santos. And one ball busting blue.
All right, look at that. Scams. He's feeling pretty good about it. Lisa's coming in with five Mr. Davin, one so called Melvin Santos, and six ball busting blue.
Wow. That's very aggressive.
Wow, that's a dice roll.
Yeah.
That's really an aggressive
She's shooting the moon.
Yeah, I'm thinking. All right, well, with Mr. Davin, I'm going to go big. I'm going seven Mr. Davin.
Well, you're already home.
Very nice.
Funny.
I'm going to go with three so-called Melvin Santas, and I'm not just hoping for one ball-busting blue.
Yeah, I like how she picks the category that she knows sucks. Even
she could have said zero. No ball-busting. Really? You picked it.
Even she knows that category is a turd.
That's funny.
No.
I don't think it's a turd either. I've never had six ball busting blues, but you never know. She might get that stuck on her keyboard pad, so we could be lucky.
I don't think that's what's stuck, but we'll go. Dateline, July 21st, 2014. I go to her. I thought you no longer wished to correspond with me.
Right?
July 22nd, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Uno.
One.
Wait and see the result.
Yeah.
You singing.
Let's see the results. Of the music.
Yeah, you were hitting your, quote, high note there.
It's good we turned it off.
So, yeah, really. Wait and see the result. Then this is written to her. My local cybercrime police send me this photo last year. I ask, help me check the Sarah mail address. Sarah Francois. She goes, I just want to say I did report everything, and I always ask the victims to report their scam to local police first. They really listened to me. Yes, we know, and it didn't end well. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are real, but I do not want to hide anything because I really hope to help people who got deeply hurt from this scam. So I respond, I think you talking with me and me telling you your story has changed people's minds towards your intentions. I think a lot of people now believe your heart was in the right place and that you did try to help people. However, that does not change the fact that you can't come to terms with the fact that these people are not officials, that for a long time you were being scammed by scammers with no affiliation with any of the organizations that they claimed. Even the CID with the .mil, which is official, told you as much. There is nothing more that can be done until you come to terms with that. Have you considered talking to a professional therapist about this? What you've experienced is highly traumatic, and until you can come to terms with the truth, you will never be able to heal and move on with your life.
Her response is going to be very interesting right now, because basically she was saying that Brown Cotton
and Eric Bohr
were real. Davin just stated that they're not real. Also, one key thing which we didn't get into, but we have suggested in the previous months and the year, that you should seek a therapist. Seek professional help in regards to this.
Sure, it will be greeted with warm thank yous.
Fun of a 10.
Dateline, July 24th, 2014. Mr.
Davin! Dose.
I am working hard every day, and I have no time to come here long. It is.
I got to remember that. I have no time to come here long.
All right, finish up quickly.
As people watch baffled. The fuck I'm saying.
It is very interesting to work at the international airport. The staffs are so nice to me. I am so happy. Now, it's nice to get attention from international staffs.
You run over by a 747.
No, that's Jennifer.
Nah, that's true.
Recently, I met many nice people at the working spot. The working spot? What the hell's a working spot?
I think it's like her workplace.
No.
I'd say that.
Sure. I also meet people around the world. I do hope my dream can come true. I'm looking for some jobs, too. Ha ha ha! Maybe you'll be surprised when I get another new job. Nothing surprises me, sweetie. About Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, James Miller, and Parker Green. They are real, but they are assholes.
Really?
Assholes. I do not want to hide anything. All I want to say, they are fucking criminals because they must take responsibility. It is better to expose them. Victim C went to cybercrime unit before. Indeed, I did tell her many times before I contacted you. I need to get on my life journey. I talked to my friends who lent me money. One of my friends said it is a scam when I said what happened to me about Jennifer. She is fucking lying. This is why I do not contact her.
I'm sorry, who's lying?
I think Jennifer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I know. You need a scorecard. This is why I do not contact her. She is a liar. She cheated on my money. Always funny. Yeah,
I saw you with a check last week. Is that all I am to you? Is that all I am?
Leaving town with a traveler's check. How dare you?
You've been with Drachma, have you not?
Does anybody still use traveler's checks?
Old people.
Mm.
I think you can. Yeah, sure. Mm. Yeah. Anyway. Parker Green, what a random question. Parker Green and James
Good one,
Miller.
Though. I'm curious.
What?
I was always wondering lately.
Because you don't go anywhere. It's for when you travel.
You do. I was just wondering. That's how you asked
I'm
you.
Not fucking 70.
All right.
I have a credit card. I use Bitcoin. Anyway. Parker Green.
Use what?
Bitcoin. It's a new form of currency.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Parker Green and James Miller are still online. Maybe they want to show themselves as real to me. They are assholes. They will get punishment because what they did is fucking mafia ways. They are criminals. They are online 24 hours. I respond, scammers are often online 24 hours. Many people use the same profile as they have many victims under the same profile. This way they can constantly scam them. Real soldiers do not have that type of time. I thought you were learning to cook. What are you doing in an airport?
Like you're on the phone with me.
Don't
sound
like that.
I'm making
like
small talk.
Like we're bullshitting on the phone on the way to shows.
He's not yelling at me. You know, I'm pleased. I'm taking an interest. Hmm. Mr. Davin.
Three.
I do not have much time online now. Today I did the test finding. James H. Miller and Parker D. Green are still online 24 hours. I took the photo and I want to show you the truth. They are online. After taking the photo, I deleted them. Brown Cotton is shameful, and this is why I must expose him. He's IC3 man. Shame on him. He cheated money from the victims. He is a scammer. So I think she conflates scammer and being real. I think she looks at it differently than we do.
Well, here's my thing. Basically, you asked her a question about the therapy, seeking therapy, and she might allude to it, but I didn't say anything because I wanted you to get through several paragraphs. She has mentioned that they are real. Mm-hmm. There are inept, but she never answered your question in regards to the therapy, where the therapy, with help, she could realize that they're not.
That personality's napping right now. I don't know if we're going to get an answer.
Funny. All right.
He is a scammer. I do hope you can report him to FBI head office. UN Secretary Melvin Santos is...
a fucking liar.
A fucking liar?
We were looking for fucking criminal.
Yeah.
No half credit.
No.
He sent mail to me before saying he is real, but he does not reply to you. He said he want to help the victims, many victims, contact you, and you are the representative of the victims. He does not reply to you because he admits himself as a scammer. So please, tell people the truth. They are scammers. Please, check the photo that I took as evidence. I respond, my listeners know to stay away from these scammers. She also included, and I forgot to, I printed out, but I forgot to include it. She in one of her attachments, she sent me a picture of a little boy sticking up the middle finger. She sent that to the scammers, and she included a copy of me. She showed them.
In this one, I tell them they're assholes.
They're shaking their boots now.
They most certainly are. Okay. July 27, 2014. Subject, I will let you get arrested.
Thank you.
Sounds like what? Well,
that's the CIA to Donald Trump.
No, that's Joanne to me.
Well, at least you'll get a subject. You'll have a warning to run.
Funny.
That'd be cool. You could take a, you could do a before and after that same picture of you sneaking out of the house. Mm-hmm. Brown Cotton, you will get arrested, and I swear it to you, because you cheat on the people. You took the money from the victims. It is you who destroy me and the other victims. It is you who are not a human being. You said to me that James H. Miller is wicked, and I think all of you are wicked. Good play, by the way. You took the money from the victims hiding somewhere. You will get arrested. I swear it to you. FBI will never admit you as FBI man because you cheat on people's money. Shame on you. And then this is an email from Brown Cotton to Ann of July 28th, 2014, which is, yeah, so, oh, because this is dated July 29th, 2014. So she's having ongoing conversations with them still, as I've told her to stay away. You are a terrorist group and you want to buy arms. You will see your name. That's Brown Cotton to Ann.
What? He thinks that she's a terrorist group?
No, he's fucking threatening her. You are a terrorist group and you want to buy arms. Yeah, you'll see your name.
Funny. Inside, but funny. Yeah. They all steal.
I'm going to call you up. You're going to see your name. We'll get to the arms. That voice has the same voice as me. I like Jizz. I'm the man of two. I'm the man of
two
voices.
Voices, yeah. You
know, don't have a lot of voices on this show. So-called Brown Cotton.
Yeah.
What happened? You dildo died? What was that noise?
Well, it was so called, but it was the wrong guy.
Oh, yeah. You fucked up. You are a fucking criminal. And that's what she wrote, too. I can see you are fake now because you have no ability to be FBI man since you lied to me. You say you will arrest Beg and Steele, who's an anti-scammer.
Right.
And the victim who brought this to our attention. You are a fucking liar. I will see you get arrested soon because you are a...
criminal.
Fucking mafia.
Fucking scammer.
And is she's accusing Beg and Steele of this?
No, she's calling Brown, so-called Brown Cotton this.
Right. Now, what did she allude to Beg and Steele about?
He was supposed to get arrested, and he never got arrested.
Beg and Steele.
Beg and Steele.
Huh. Why did she think that they were supposed to be getting arrested? She made that up? Or?
No, Brown Cotton apparently told her.
Oh, I see.
You can't arrest somebody who's not real.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Sure. I'm here to help. I will see you get arrested soon because you are a fucking scammer, and so are Parker Green and James H. Miller. All of you are real criminals because you cheat on my money. Fuck you.
Stop right there. Dun, 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 dun. Funny. Now they're scammers again.
It's interchangeable with her.
Bipolar, do you think?
Poor command of the language. Well, thrown in with some bipolar. It's quite the hodgepodge of yuck.
Yeah.
You will get punishment since you cheat on my money. The victim's money with criminal Melvin Santos. You are hiding now in the UK. Fuck yourself. Which is actually what we talked about in part one of the show, but Joe missed that. You will go to jail soon. People will report you. Fuck you, assholes.
Lisa's take is that it's a head injury.
Okay, could be.
At least it's a rational explanation.
Sure. You will get arrested soon. Fuck you, assholes. You will get punishment. I am waiting for that day. Go to hell. Burn in hell. It is shameful of you. I will report you. Fuck you, fake IC3 man.
Well, you know, if you're going
to... That's quite a rant.
If you're going to go to hell, you might as well burn, you know? I mean,
you're going to burn.
Right.
Evil.
See,
no
burn.
Evil. That's a great tune.
It was.
That was a good show we went.
It was.
Sorry, Pip. Yeah, we reminisced.
But they weren't allowed to curse because they were doing their Christmas show.
Yeah, we can do.
Twisted Sister. Yeah. Anyway. I respond. I'm surprised he responded to you. Mr. Davin!
Oh, that's four.
Jesus.
Judge it yourself. He's a real IC3 man, so report him. July 30th, 2014. Subject, good news for myself. Mr. Davin, I once told you...
Five.
I once told you that I am looking for jobs. Indeed, I still go for some job interviews. I passed one job interview, which is a trade company that is doing ecology. The other one is to be an interpreter because I can speak five languages. None of them well.
Not any of them well.
No. Truly speaking, I also love cooking, and this is why I work for two restaurants. One is at the International Airport, where all your fine cuisine is. They need me because I can speak five languages. In Japan, if you want to be company employee, you may need to get jobs interviews at least three times. Tomorrow, I'm going to go for the job interview second time at this company doing ecology. I passed the first time interview. I am considering which job to choose. My friends here encouraged me to go for this job. I will make decision to do one as my job career. I am thinking of it. I am lucky to find so many jobs now. I guess the real hunters try to hack my mail here, and I ignore them. I am so tired. I need to focus on my jobs. No time for this. And I respond, sounds good. Good luck.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Mr. Davin!
Six.
Oh, six.
If you can read some IT material, you can see what is going on with this. This full header is located in USA. Brown Cotton is in UK. If you check this one is located in USA. Same as your full header, located maybe in New York. Mr. Davin!
Oh, seven.
Steven.
I'm so tired now. I need a break. Bye for now. Mr. Davin!
Oh, wait, that was it?
Yep.
Okay.
She can't quit me.
I know. Now she's up to eight.
Yeah, well. Mr. Davin! One more thing to tell you. Melvin Santos and fucking James H. Miller, Parker D. Green, and Eric Bohr may share the same internet line. They are assholes.
No, they're the same person.
Possibly. These people are... What?
What are you saying there, Joe?
This shit...
what possible craziness is that?
Sharing the same internet line.
These people are criminals using me. Eric Bohr has no mail address, and he is using fucking Melvin Santos' mail address.
That's fun to share.
I go, that would indicate it is the same scammer playing the role of at least two people, if not more.
Ding, ding,
that is
ding.
Very common.
Ding, ding, ding.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, wow.
Nine.
Yet no ball-busting blues.
Yeah.
No matter what you said to them, they are scammers because they took lots of money from me. They are using Wi-Fi.
Read that line again.
They are using Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's funny. Well, if you pay for cable, you might as well use it.
I respond, after all these months, you still see them? Not good.
Oh, really? Yeah.
She goes, I will let them know where to go. I will expose everything.
Ugh.
July 31st, 2014. Victim C, please send the payment details to me, and I will call the FBI head office. I am waiting for your reply. Thanks. Subject, fuck you criminals.
Oh, good morning to you, too.
Can you imagine that shows up in your inbox?
Well, good morning to you, too. Fuck you. That's like
you got to have your first call. You got to have a cup of coffee before.
But, yeah. Like, when you go, like, you your personal emails, you go to the day program, first thing you do is you sit with your coffee to look over the emails and decipher what you're going to look at. And fuck you, criminals. Well, I guess I'll need to look at this right off the bat.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to look at that one first.
Yeah.
Criminal Melvin Santos, you are a
fucking liar.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking coward.
Ooh.
And this is why you are hiding. Interpol Eric Bohr is too scared to get killed, and this is why he deleted his mail address. Brown Cotton is a fake FBI man, and this is why he cannot arrest Begin Steele and the victim who brought this to attention. He is a fucking liar. James H. Miller is a love scammer asking Rita to give him MacBook. Or $2,500. He cheated on my money over $20,000. And he never returns the money to me. A real fucking scammer. Parker Green used his daughter to cheat on me.
Finally.
Yes. Until the next paragraph.
Yeah.
Right.
Parker Green used his daughter to cheat on me. His daughter is a bitch because she lies and lies. She is hiding. I sent mail to UN and I will get you and I will let you get arrested. You asked me to pay for the fees and I never see the fees. You are a real criminal. This is the real cyber war. The truth will be exposed everywhere. You are a real scammer and you will know the result. Criminal Melvin Santos.
Ah!
You're right over there?
Yeah, she's killing me. She's used all different euphemisms for
I know.
Not the one I want.
Now I thought you snuck a fourth finger in with that noise.
Funny.
As well.
A fourth finger.
Well, at least now we know she can hit the high notes. That one must have gone in the butt. Criminal Melvin Santos, you keep the silence. Don't look
keep
at me like
the
that.
Silent.
You keep the silent. That's a good name for a band, The Silent.
The Silent.
I think there's a band out there called that.
Of course there is. You keep
No, that would be a great line for the music critic to first write about the song, the band.
You keep the silence. And you think you can hide? Fuck you.
What?
Fuck you. You should be used to that. You will go nowhere. Oh, Joe getting career advice. Joe and JJ going back and forth each other on their Facebook page. You're a nobody.
God.
No, you're a zilch. I play Levittown. I play Ohio.
Funny.
This is the real cyber war, and you cheat on my money, and you will know what is going on. Fucking criminal Brown Cotton. What, you didn't cut a nail? What's going on over there?
Sorry. Just getting frustrated at my categories.
You need to finish. Fucking criminal Brown Cotton will get arrested soon. Even you already sent the signal to FBI. I will report him because I have the true evidence. Shame on you. Return the money to me. James H. Miller will get arrested. You will see in the near future. You will be fired because you are a real scammer. Mr. Davin.
Ken.
They are real scammers. Kindly post these people. Melvin Santos, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Parker D. Green, and James H. Miller as scammers.
Roll call.
Brown Cotton is a real fucking liar, as well as a scammer. I like a man who multitasks. But Joe, you look perplexed.
I'm perplexed because basically, you know, she says they're lying up, but a real fucking scammer and a real fucking liar.
She's saying he's not even an honest scammer, Joe.
But once again, she, you know, it's either they're a scammer or they're a liar. And now she's saying both. It just, you know, it just intrigues me why she goes back and forth, how she rationalizes. I'm sorry, I stepped on you, but you know, just how she, you know, Pip, how she rationalizes things at any given moment.
Well, I don't know. I think that some of it is also that she's just looking for new ways to call them names at this point.
Mm.
You know, she's looking for new ways to word her anger. So she's like, you're a scammer, you're a liar, you're a mafia. She just likes to come up with, well, what's the new one I'm going to use?
Yeah. It's just a shame that she doesn't, you know, she goes back and forth realizing that they are scammers, and then she goes back into thinking they're incompetent.
No, it's like you. You're a cab driver. You're a hack. You play the drums. You know, you come up with new material. She's workshopping, Joe. You know, this wasn't really meant for the big stage that this show is, but, you know, she's putting it out there. She's just jotting down some notes, Joe, before it hits the big stage like your Facebook page. That's all.
You're getting excited about this.
I'd be happy to know that her first drafts are making it right on the stage here.
Listen, you have to recognize talent. That's always been an ability I have. I recognize you two would be good for the show. I can recognize talent, and I recognize Anne's talent. It's really a gift.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether to be insulted or amused.
You're my American Ann Jackson.
Funny.
Why, thank you.
Sure. This is why I swear he must be arrested. Last year, my company called me and asked me to go to head office. I'd love to go to head office. Just walk in, zip.
Come on in.
All right, well, this is going to be quick, but sure, as long as I'm going to get head, you can give me the bad news.
Excuse me, is this the head office? Yeah, come on in.
Have a cup of coffee, you'll be next.
Yes.
No sweatpants, please. Don't be uncouth. Last year, my company called me and asked me to go to head office after he cheated on me, saying he would bring gold bars to me due to the mail from Parker D. Green, who informed me that Brown Cotton wanted to help me. He made lots of mistakes, cheating on me, and I used my company money. He didn't. What?
What was the whole point?
He cheated on my money.
What was the whole point of her getting the gold bars? Was it a form of payment that they told her she would get?
No, greed. Greed. He had to smuggle the gold. The old scam. I got to smuggle the gold bars out of this war torn nation. Here, just pay me some fees, and then you're going to get these gold bars.
Because this is where we were thinking, when we first did this segment, that she was in with the scammers, and the whole gold bar part was the red herring that would bring it there. So I'm just curious that she's bringing up the gold bars, because you would figure she would be tiptoeing around that, or playing innocent, or is innocent in regards to the gold bars.
Nah, she ain't thinking that far ahead. Let's see, where was I? He did not. He made lots of mistakes cheating on me, and I used my company money. He did not come to Japan. He is very foolish and informed me. There is only one way left to come to Japan through North Korea. As an FBI man, he is very stupid, and he lied to me. This is why I posted him everywhere on anti-scam sites. Well, that's going to help his being undercover.
Yeah.
Eric Bohr also lied to me, saying he sent the facts explaining the truth to my company. In fact, my company staff told me they never got any faxes from Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr. They insisted on the truth. Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton are scammers.
Thank you.
James H. Miller told Rita that he loved her, but he lied to me saying he does not love Rita. He asked for money or a MacBook. I am looking for the evidence. He is a fucking love scammer. After that, James H. Miller sent me his fucking dick. That's love, kids. Anybody can send a dick pic, but if you're going to send your fucking dick, that's
is that my
f-
Wait a minute. Now, that's way beyond just a normal dick pic.
Pip, do me a favor. Email me. Miller sent me his effing dick.
That's when he sent me his effing dick? Is that
no, just Miller sent me his effing dick.
Okay.
This is the truth. He asked Rita to send the fees to UK. Please do not expose the victim, Rita.
It was exposed. There's enough exposure.
Yeah, sure. Kindly post this to the world.
The
world?
Dick?
That's going to be some dick. I want them nowhere to go.
Sounds like our agents.
Isn't that a vasectomy?
What?
I want them nowhere to go. Isn't that a vasectomy?
It's the medication, dear.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Carry on.
That was very generous of you to pretend. This is the truth, and this is why I got violence and insults. In my life, I have never met such a shameful thing. After knowing these people, I was suffering from financial loss and depression. I am a big victim.
I'm a big victim.
Big victim. Well, it's like, yeah, but you don't seem to, like, understand that you keep, like, parlaying it into bigger victimhood.
I swear I'll make Brown Cotton get arrested. James H. Miller and Parker D. Green, too. Fucking bitch Jennifer Green, too.
Mm. A woman that she treated like a daughter.
Sure.
Yeah, really.
Mummy.
Mr. David.
Whoa, 11.
Jesus.
Sure. Eric Bohr's mail address is deleted, or he blocked it out. He may be using Melvin Santos's mail address. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr took the money from the victims hiding somewhere, asking the victims to pay more and more fees. They are scammers. They said the victims can pay for the fees half and then half. My scammers, Janthi Merrim and Pedro, did this to me before. James H. Miller introduced UK EFCC David Copper, he's the Ghana FBI guy, to me, asking me to pay for the fees. And I never... Yeah, I think it's Ghana. I can't keep track of these assholes. Me to pay for the fees. And I never got any fucking money back. They are scammers. Morris Mariba is a fucking scammer. He is a real fake bank lawyer because he does not know the funds transfer. Shameful.
That's an oxymoron. A real fake bank lawyer. Yeah, he's a real fake bank. Well, you don't want a really, you don't want a fake bank lawyer.
Oh my God, no.
He is a real fake bank lawyer because he does not know the funds transfer. Shameful. They will get arrested in the near future. Kindly post them on your website. Thank you so much. Mm. People will read the true cover story about my true scam case. This is the only way to warn people around the world and let people know the real mafia world. This is also the way to let authorities to know the truth. Fucking corrupted UN, Interpol, and stupid FBI. Again, I got a feel that Ann and Trump have a lot in common. Attacking our intel community like this?
Yeah.
She's calling the FBI stupid, Joe. What do you think about that? Joe's silent
like
on that.
No, sometimes he wants to.
Thank you so much, Ann. Let's see. How much more of this shit do we want to do tonight? You guys want to stop or you want to go on?
I'm tired.
You're dopey, too. All right, give me a pen, Joe.
There you go.
All right, Pip, what's the tally?
All right, well, I did not do well this evening at all.
Shocking.
We got 11, Mr. Davins, and the closest anybody came with me was 7, and that's not close enough. And then we had...
Funny.
No so-called Melvin Santos, Shaquille, or every other name under the sun, but not under the bush, I almost said. What the hell?
It's the medication, dear.
It's the medication. Sure. But no so-called Melvin Santos. And no ball-busting blue, much to my dismay. So there were no winners this evening.
There never are at the end of this show.
No. Not by anybody who listened, no.
No. All right, well, what did we learn from this one? I'm trying to figure out what we learned.
Well, that she is, now she's working at new jobs in the airport, and she's talking about all the languages that she speaks badly.
I think that she should see a therapist. Davin made mention that she should see therapist. Never, you know, answered all the questions except the therapist. And I think, is it she doesn't want to, she knows she wants to see one, but to see one will finally solidify that these people are scammers and she's afraid of that?
Everybody's told her they're scammers. Her job, her staff, everybody knows they're fucking scammers. We're just all stupid, Joe.
Yeah, she just really wants to believe that everybody's incompetent rather than she was, you know, had by all of them.
That's what I try to. That's what I try to do for me.
Mm.
Just try to believe you're all incompetent.
I refuse to believe that.
That you're all incompetent as well. You should, Pip. All right. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attack? Of course, we all want that. Zombie martial arts. By the way, Joe, I was watching the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
There was a guy on the Chiefs named Zombo.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think his jersey was number 51.
Zombo.
I think you have to get a Zombo jersey.
They ruined Zombo.
Yeah, I think you have to get that jersey. Anyway. Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. We're training from zombie martial arts. You can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to get a Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Hold on. I got to interrupt the show for a funny tweet, Facebook post by Ward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donald Trump is so desperate for celebrity guests at his inauguration, he has reached out to Coy and Vance from the Dukes of Hazzard. That is some fucking obscure shit right there. Because after Bo and Luke left, you remember, you watched the Dukes, right, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
After Bo and Luke left, they had Coy and Vance, and the show sucked a bag of dicks.
Jumped the shark.
Yeah, exactly. So they had to bring Bo and Luke back and meet their contract demands. But the fucking bringing Coy and Vance, that's a good Facebook post.
That's obscure. Holy
that's
smokes.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, a wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And there's a great show coming up. February 10th, it will be Brad Lowry, so check that on out. And experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website at portobellonj.com. That's portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Gencarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Gencarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.gencarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. You need a comedian or any other type of entertainment, a kid's party, whatever you need. Donald Trump impersonator, we can get you that too. Sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, is Mr. Helix playing out?
No, not this week.
Joe?
I'm going to be at Governor's this Thursday, and then I'm doing a fundraiser for the Holbrook Fire Department in Holbrook. Check out my webpage or check out my Facebook page for all the details.
Thursday, November 19th, I'll be on the 8:30 show at the Climate Lounge on East 7th Street in New York. I'll be on the 9:30 show at the Grizzly Pear on 110 and McDougal Street. And I'm going to cap off the whole damn evening on the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club on West 53rd Street. All these are in Manhattan. I'm doing my New York jam, getting into my New York groove. So come and hang out while I work on some things. While I work on myself. That didn't sound good.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No, that can mean a lot of things. Just see me in the corner. What's he doing? He's getting ready for the show. He's working on himself. All right. That went nowhere. Joe's tired and wants to go home.
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
All right. And Pip is 6. Pip, I guess, I don't know when the fuck we're going to see you, to be honest.
Funny.
Well, come and visit me.
No. I've never been to your house.
I know. No, I meant.
Yeah, stupid, and you'll never be there.
Seriously. I've never been to any place where you lived. Unless
you
it's your car. That's kind of weird.
You get in here, you'll get lost. They'll never find you again.
I'll follow my nose.
Is your house like your car but without the wheels?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I've only been to Joe's house once. Yeah. I didn't even know Joe lived in the house.
You think I live under a rock? I will be the way things are going. Could sell that fucking
somebody
place.
Somebody of your character traits, it crossed my mind. I can't say it didn't. All right, that's enough of this fucking shit. We'll do a show next week, because we will.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do my left of center show soon. That's what I said I was going to call it, right? Yeah, left of center.
Yeah.
That's what I said I'd call it. Really getting a lot of thought to this. All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Thank you guys for listening. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
It's always a delay, and there's nothing she can do about that.
Right.
Nothing she can.
I tried.
You do try. You're a little lamb. Either way, keep on listening.